Copy. Does he want police to make a report?
He says no, not right now, but I'll give him an incident report if somebody to call. But he just got sucker punched. I didn't see the actual sucker punch, but they was just, I saw a commotion, and the dude was just hitting for no reason. I mean, no rhyme or reason.
Okay, copy that. I will give you the incident number, 931-847. And if you want to give that to them and have them call claims, if they wish to follow through, 931-847.
Okay, one second. Let me grab some one more time, and I can write it down again. Okay, now say it one time.
That was 931-847. And you can get them your bus number and all that in the time. 931-847. And for them to call claims, which, I don't know if you're ready for the number. The claims number is 503-962-7388. Oh, excuse me, 7688.
Okay, can I just give them the bus number and everything?
Correct, yeah. Just have them call claims if they wish to follow through. And I'll send that incident number to your CASB so you have that written down for later. But, if they don't wish to call me to call police now, they can just continue later with that.
Okay, you can give me a time. I can put down a time. I guess they can check the data pack. Isn't that correct? To see it?
They sure will. We'll have that data pack pulled. And the police will call us. If they do call police, the police will call us to request that data pack. So, we'll get that going. And the time was, I have as your call, is 21:14.
Okay, good. Yeah, between 21:09 and 21:14 should be the block of time. We're closer to 14, probably about, so between that 21:09 and 21:14, they should see it. I'm here at 80, Powell and 50th.